This is WHYY's Morning Edition. I'm Jennifer Lynn. Legendary singer-songwriter John Prine died in Nashville last spring at the age of 73 from coronavirus complications. Prine's plain spoken words, set to acoustic guitar, told the stories of ordinary people. He earned 2 posthumous Grammys this year for this chart-topping song, I Remember Everything, released 2 months after his death.
I've been down this road before. I remember every tree, every single blade of grass holds a special place for me. And I remember every town and every hotel room and every song I ever sang on a guitar out of tin. I remember everything.
A new book called John Prine, One Song at a Time, discusses in chronological order each song on each album Prine made during his 50-year career. The author is a local. Bruce Ritz Gilbert says it's a fan book, written by a longtime fan. His first encounter with Prine's music was the spring of 1973, when he was a college freshman.
The Beatles were no longer, and the music was getting a little more psychedelic. So I found myself not really liking the direction of where rock and roll was headed a little bit back then. So when I put John Prine on, it was just amazing.
In this book that you've written, you begin with which album, which song?
We begin with the very first album, which is called John Prine. The first song on that is a song called Illegal Smile.
When I woke up this morning, things were looking bad. Seemed like total silence was the only friend I had. Bowl of oatmeal tried to stare me down and won. And it was 12 o'clock before I realized I was having no fun. Ah, but fortunately, I have the key to escape reality. And you may see me tonight with an illegal smile. It don't cost very much, but it lasts a long while, won't you?
Illegal Smile is a very catchy song that people have thought over the years was about marijuana or some other drug use. And John said, no, had nothing to do with that. It was just me when I have these moments of thinking that something is funny and no one else seems to get it. So it's my illegal smile. He didn't want to rain on anybody's parade, so if they wanted to think it was about marijuana, that was okay with him.
His lyrics are playful. We also hear them being just so purely, simply dead on about any circumstance.
He has a song called That's the Way the World Goes Round, which is a great song with almost a childlike melody. But it touches on domestic abuse. But he does it in such a way, and the way he sings the song, is you hardly realize what he's talking about.
That's the way that the world goes round. You're up one day, the next you're down. It's happening to water, and you think you're gonna drown. That's the way that the world goes round.
Was the abuse his own experience?
I don't think so. John had a way of stepping into other people's shoes.
You wrote this book. You say that there's not a lot written about John Prine.
Well, there's a lot written about John Prine in various places. There's an unauthorized biography that was written. John has his own book called Beyond Words, which is really not a biography. Mostly it's song lyrics and a few little anecdotes. After John died, I gathered my daughters and 4 of my nephews, a couple of my brothers-in-law, and we decided to form what we call the John Prine Album Club. Our homework was to listen to an album and think about it, starting with the first album, working our way to the last album. And then every Thursday night, we gathered on Zoom, and we talked about the album. And I thought, gee, wouldn't it be great if there was a book about his songs? A couple months later, I literally started writing the book. You know, I'm happy that I did. I think it's a good part of the now John Prine Library.
What did you think of John Prine's final release? He won 2 Grammys for I Remember Everything. And when I heard I Remember Everything on radio in Philadelphia on WXPN, I thought that was one of his older songs. It just fit in for me.
It was sort of a classic John Prine song. He literally recorded that in his living room. His producer, Dave Cobb, set up a couple of mics, one for his guitar and one for the vocals. It's just amazing that he wrote a song called I Remember Everything as his last recording. It is just, it's just serendipitous. It's you know, just wonderful.
Bruce Ritz Gilbert has written the book John Prine, One Song at a Time.
I am an old woman named after my mother. My old man is another child that's grown old. If dreams were lightning, thunder were desire, this old house would have burnt down a long time ago. Make me an angel that flies from Montgomery. Make me a poster of an old rodeo. Just give me one thing that I can hold on to believe in this living is just the hard way to go. When I was a young girl, well, I had me a cowboy. He weren't much to look at, just a free rambling man. But that was a long time, and no matter how I try, the years just flow by like a broken.